Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful silsila, the Islamic way of life, where we discuss our beautiful Islamic lifestyle that may bring a change into ourselves and this revolution, the Madani revolution within ourselves, inshallah, to rectify and reform our character and mold ourselves into the mold of Islamic characteristics and Islamic ways of life. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen. Dear brothers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated with regards to the virtues of durood and salam, and he has stated that the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers, today's topic being, who is your ideal? This is the time to introspect and look into ourselves, that whom we regard as our ideal. In every matter, we tend to idealize such people who are neither beneficial for our worldly life nor in the hereafter. So why not make that noble Rasul our ideal, our role model, whose every step will bring success. If you follow any of his sunnah, inshallah, will bring success into your life, into your worldly life as well as the life in the hereafter. Undoubtedly, in every matter, the blessed life history of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for a Muslim. And by following it properly, every Muslim can have success in the world as well in the hereafter. Therefore, today we would have the privilege to listen about the laudable morals and manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of his blessed biography, in whose dignity and exaltation Allah azza wa jal himself has stated in the glorious Quran, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Translation from Kansuliman. And indeed, you possess an exemplary character. Subhanallah. Illustrating the importance of his blessed character and the motive of his blessed arrival, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Dear viewers, today, let's have the privilege to listen to some faith-refreshing extracts from the blessed morals and manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we also try to improve our manners. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, seeks help from the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, Mere akhlaq acche ho, mere sab kaam acche ho, bana do mushko tum paaband sunnat ya Rasulullah. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu once brought some dates for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he accepted Islam. And he was a Jewish scholar at that time. There was still a few days left for it to be delivered to him when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and demanded him in a very angry and bitter tone, staring at the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with contempt in his eyes and clutching his blessed clothes. Zaid bin Sa'na said, it's become the trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people. Allahu Akbar. He is taunting the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon that, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala witnessed this and became infuriated. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu glared at Zaid and shouted him, O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this manner? By Allah, if the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had not stopped me, I would have definitely cut off your head, Allahu Akbar, with my sword. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reprimanded Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said to him, Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right and taught him how to ask with kindness. By this, you could have helped us both. Look at the wisdom of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then ordered him to give Zaid dates equivalent to his right and add a little extra. Zaid bin Sana asked, Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered me to give you more to console your heart after I stayed and terrified you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked him why he disrespected the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a manner. And he explained, Umar, the truth is I found all the qualities of the final Nabi in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in the Torah, except for two which I had still to test. The first is that his patience will overcome ignorance, and the second is that his patience will increase if he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is treated with additional ignorance. Allahu Akbar. Through this plan of asking for the dates before time, I have now seen all the signs of the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in him, and I declare that indeed he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a true Nabi. O Umar, I'm a very rich man, and be witness that I have given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and read the kalima and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Tere akhlaq par qurba, tere awsaf par wari, musalma kya adu bhi tera qail ya Rasulullah. It means, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my life be sacrificed for your excellent attributes and sublime character, that not only those who are familiar with you, but also other unknown and unfamiliar people were truly inspired by your excellent attributes and sublime character. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, just witness how Allah Azza wa Jal has made his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the paradigm of exalted morals and manners, that no matter how much anybody would hurt him, show rudeness and treat him with disrespect, speak ill of his family. In short, if anyone would go to any extent, Allahu Akbar, crossing all limits of evil manners, but hats off to the possessor of the most exalted character of sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he, instead of being aggressive, will always show gentleness, tolerance, and patience. Any single act of scolding, threatening, beating, or staring angrily, or any other act of kind of bad manner towards any ill-mannered individual from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is beyond imagination. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed such an incredible mercy towards the ill-mannered and rude people, which enthralled them, Allahu Akbar. By the blessings of his morals and manners, countless non-Muslims embraced Islam, and limitless numbers of people experienced Madani transformation in their lives. The fast-growing light of Islam wiped out the darkness of ignorance and disgrace, and the bloodthirsty came under the fold of Islam and became amongst the followers of the greatest Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daur-e jihalat tha har su, jab kufr ki zulmat chhai thi, tumne haywano jaise logon ko bhi insaan kiya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers, keeping the best morals and manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in perspective, if we make self-assessment and accountability and conclude that whether we have such spirit and enthusiasm of forgiving our enemies, Certainly, we ourselves expect others to forgive our blunders, but on the other hand, did we forgive the seeker of forgiveness over depriving us of our own rights? Did we ever accept the excuse of our Muslim brother by showing affection towards him and crushing our ego? Did we ever forgive anybody feeling remorse and earn a reward as a return? Or being the puppet in the hands of the Satan, ma'azallah, we have deprived our Muslim brothers and this honor by swearing and making them feel ashamed. Anyhow, we all should take the blessed life history of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our role model, and by following it practically and properly, we should strive to improve our manners. Encouraging people to improve their manners, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Ahsin khuluqak," meaning improve your manners. Subhanallah. Therefore, we should inculcate the excellent traits of the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within ourselves, such as patience, fortitude, tolerance, gentleness, forgiveness, modesty, respect for elders, affection towards youngsters, and the sense of sympathy, sacrifice, and serving all Muslims. Allahu, when it comes to affection towards our youngsters and respect towards the elders, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully stated that laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa lam yuaqqir kabirana, aw kama qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the one who does not show compassion towards the youngsters, towards our youngsters, and the one who does not show respect towards our elders, he is not from amongst us. Allahu Akbar. This is what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to say about those that neglect this beautiful character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's try to replace the chaos and unrest by peace and harmony gradually through the good morals and manners. Our character should be exalted to such a level that people get close to Islam seeing our manners and etiquette, and they have to ponder finally that if the manners of the slaves are excellent to such a great extent, then how great will be the manners of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manners of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, our pious predecessors. Their manners were in accordance with the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Then how lofty would be the character and the manner of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allahu Akbar. Kardo mala mal aqa, dawlati akhlaq se, khulq ki dawlat se ye mahroomo bad guftar hai. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal adorned His blessed Anbiya and Rusul alayhim as-salam with supreme attributes and sent them to all nations for their guidance, and guided all the virtues of blessed Anbiya alayhim as-salam in the prominent personality of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sent him in the world in the last, making him the most noble creation. One can determine the blessed manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam through this thing, that once Sayyidina Sa'd bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came in the court of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked about the morals and manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said to him, "Do you not recite the Quran?" He humbly said, "Yes, I do." She said, "The morals and manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Quran." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Such are the morals and the manners of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are the Quran. Allah, Allah. Describing the best morals and manners of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has stated in his Natiya Diwan collection of Naats, namely, Hadai ke bakhshish tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, tere khulq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq husn o ada ki qasam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi. وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers, if anybody causes us any little trouble or shows evil manners, to which we, instead of practicing excellent manners and forgiveness, become his enemy and using different tactics try to take revenge, but hats off to the beloved and best morals and manners of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to forgive his sworn enemies, Allahu Akbar, after the conquest of Makkah and the position of dominance of the Muslims. Those wicked disbelievers caused pain and severe hardship to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, who were brought in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if there had been any worldly king, he would have proposed any strict punishment, but here is the king of the hearts, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he treated them. Let's listen to it and obtain madani pearls out of it. If we analyze this event thoroughly, we find that there were so many tyrants of the Quraysh present, they who had frequently pelted stones at the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them were also those ferocious tyrants who had attempted to martyr the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times, and those merciless and relentless oppressors were also present there, who had martyred the blessed teeth and smeared the enlightened face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his holy blood. Those dissolute infidels were also there, who had disheartened the merciful Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their slandering and abusive language. They also stood there with those wild and diabolical characters that had choked the blessed throat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by tying it with a shawl. Among those people were also the embodiments of tyranny, who had struck the princess of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, with spear, causing her to fall down from her camel and to suffer a miscarriage. Those cruel and brutal inhabitants were also there, due to whom many aggressive attacks and oppressive raids had caused recurrent upheaval in the city of Madina Munawwara. Those ruthless tyrants were also present that killed the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Those that had cut off his nose and ears, extracted his eyes and chewed his liver was also present there. Those heartless and merciless people were they too, who had tortured the self-devoted ardent followers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ammar, Sayyidina Khabbab and Sayyidina Khubayb and Sayyidina Zayd bin Dasinna radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, by tying them with ropes, cracking them with whips, forcing them to lay on sweltering sand, and some were made to lay on blazing coals, and others were hung and martyred. Now, all those violent oppressors were shame-stricken, and their inner selves were shivering with the suspected outcome of their ill deeds. They were standing as criminals, helplessly trembling in fear in front of 10,000s of Muhajireen and Ansar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. They were contemplating in their hearts that perhaps today they will be fed to dogs, and their flesh will be fed to crows and kites. The furiously angry army of the Ansar and Muhajireen will assassinate their children, destroy their belongings, and revenge their dwellings and towns. However, the Rasul of Rahmah, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, announced absolute and unconditional forgiveness for all of them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After this, the revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted the first general congregation in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, that not only comprised of a great number of Muslim soldiers, but many prominent figures of infidels and pagans also attended it. In this gathering, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a sermon and then addressed the people of Makkah and said to them, "Do you know how I am going to treat you today?" Listening to this alarming and fearful question, all the disbelievers became confounded and began to tremble with fear. But after observing the prophetic gesture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they collectively said, "Akhun karimun wabnu akhin karim," meaning, "You are a kind brother and the son of a kind father." Subhanallah, subhanallah. The conqueror of Makkah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in his compassionate manner, "Today there is no charge unto you all." Subhanallah. "Go, you are free." And this has been mentioned in Zurqani Alal Mawahib, Subhanallah, Sunan Al Kubra. Such an unexpected and sudden merciful reply caused the eyes of the criminals to well up with tears. The slogans of "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam" released from the tongues of infidels that produced a spiritual cover all around the Holy Kaaba. Such an amazing revolution took place in the hearts of the disbelievers that the whole environment changed. Jahan tariq tha be noor tha aur sakht kala tha, koi parde se kya nikla ki ghar ghar mein ujala tha. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful kalam, Qasida Burda Sharif, recited by none other than Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejuvenate our souls with this beautiful qasida and fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, please stay tuned with Madani Channel. We'll be back shortly after the recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif, inshallah. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم. Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation. محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا. آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا. آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام. محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations. Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations. And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا، ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped for in every sudden calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به، يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ، اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ، حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیگاہ، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge in other than you when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہیں آپ کا جود و کرم، بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہیں آپ کا جود و کرم، آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم،
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ،
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my Rabb, by the
chosen one, fulfill our wishes. O my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, as we were discussing the events of the conquest of Makkah and the mercy of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this event where the world has witnessed the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge over anybody in any manner for his own sake. Therefore, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, they mustered up courage, thinking that if we beg him for mercy even today, he is merciful and kind and he will not disappoint us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the mercy of the noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Have you ever seen or heard such a kind-hearted king or conqueror? Allahu Akbar. Definitely your answer will be in negation, because the honorable Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is incomparable, unique and matchless in every attribute. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through his noble deeds and morals, has not only treated people gracefully, but also kept urging his slaves to adopt good manners and repeatedly describe its worldly and the ukhrawi benefits. Let's listen to 7 blessed ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn from his own blessed lips the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he would want us to behave in this life, inshallah, azza wa jal, as his slaves. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them. Wherever you live, keep fearing Allah azza wa jal, and do some deed after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin and treat people with good manners." Subhanallah. And in the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even meeting your brother with a smiling face. Subhanallah. And in the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds other than good manners on the day of judgment. And undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Subhanallah. In another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that two attributes can never be found together in a hypocrite: good manners and understanding of religion. Subhanallah. And in the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, in iman, the perfect mu'min and believer is the one who is best in character, best in manners. Allahu Akbar. On the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khana'imi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that it has been experienced many times that people become friend of a well-mannered person. The people, including family members and even the acquaintances, dislike the ill-mannered person. The people, including family members and even the acquaintances, show respect to the well-mannered person and like to serve him as well. Subhanallah. Therefore, if we want people to show affection towards us, listen to us with full attention, and no one show aversion to us, then we should treat every Muslim gracefully. A great number of people fall prey to this evil. However, people treat wealthy and educated people well, but when there are poor and uneducated and less literate individuals, then people treat them very badly and even show rudeness and bad manners towards them. In particular, they are not usually considerate towards their family members, some people behave gracefully towards the acquaintances, but as soon as they enter their home, their behavior is changed and they become aggressive and violent. Keeping aside humbleness, meekness and courtesy, despite the fact that it is such a rudeness against the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to behave towards his elders and young ones, rich and poor, and even slaves gracefully. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala has stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep the invitation of his slaves even for the food consisting of barley bread and simple food. And when the poor fall ill, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to visit them, give the poor and destitute his blessed company and sit amongst them. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And he used to sit amongst his blessed companions, alayhimur ridwan. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sometimes used to give a ride to his attendant behind him. Dear Islamic brothers, as the acquaintances used to have privilege to obtain the blessings of the best morals and blessed manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family members also enjoyed the graceful conduct of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was unparalleled in terms of showing affection and graceful behavior. In response to a question, the mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself would mend his own blessed shoes, patch his own clothes, and would do all those household chores that men do in their house. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How many of us do we do that, what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do in his own house? Allahu Akbar. We don't even do that. Let's inshallah learn the beautiful manners and the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, adopt his beautiful character and beautify our lives and our homes and the lives of those people who are associated with us. Allahu Akbar. Whenever somebody, a non-Muslim, looks at us, he must know that this is the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From our character, it should reflect. This is also one way of propagating the beautiful deen of Islam. This is how the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam propagated the beautiful deen of Islam. This is how the Awliya Allah propagated the beautiful deen of Islam, by adopting the sunnah and the manners and the characters of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam into their own lives. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the Mubarak sunnahs and give us tawfiq to act in accordance with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.